Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Song America, welcome to Epic Episode 49, and the theme tonight is 6 days in May. This is another day of our clandestine broadcast tonight under the tyranny of the Biden regime. This is the show you can trust. This is the show that rocks American conventional so-called political wisdom. We use our critical thinking skills to shed much-needed light on what is transpiring in the world around us. We are not overly clever, but just the right amount to see through the clouds and the hot air of our corrupt political so-called leaders and the fog of war. For we see through it all. We want no more brother wars or wars for other countries. And they know who they are. We believe in the sanctity of man and a higher spiritual being. If our hand is forced, we will fight with our brute strength in the street someday if need be. Though we choose peace over war, we always deeply know that our enemies choose war against us. And we know we are constantly a world at war. Just look at the headlines around you daily. And this is why we prepare on all fronts going forward. For we do not know the end of all things, the end of the end of the end, in this era or the universe. And no one does for any real certainty. But we will arm ourselves not only with the truth, but also with the guns of war. Peace through strength. As Ronald Reagan famously said, we will invoke Sun Tzu in the art of war. We will invoke our dramatic and Viking past to give us the courage to fight on against overwhelming and almost at times insurmountable odds. We will not relent or give up the fight. We have only begun. It is always darkest before the great dawn. My friends, this show must go on for 1,000 years. We are getting very powerful in the streets and suburbs of the country. We are strengthening our homes and our fortifications and our brute strength on the streets of America will someday be unmatched. We have many enemies against us. This is a very strange world, and I've told you many times on the show, I look at the headlines each week, domestically and internationally, we are a world at war. The gauntlet has been thrown down. We are witnessing, in my view, a slow Marxist takeover of America, drip by drip, step by step, as they march, brick by brick. The sounds and preparations for war are all around us. Many of us are getting ready for the last days. We are aware of the nefarious plots against us. We are being hunted down on the battlefield, domestically, one by one. We are the last rebel holdout base in America, our enemies will tell us. China and Russia both know that every patriot is behind every blade of grass. And we know we must set our people free from this tyranny. For we know this is not a game or a mere dress rehearsal, but real history in the making. And on the mean streets of America, and in the war game planning rooms and bunkers all across the nation tonight, a new poll has found that a majority of French people support the sentiments expressed by those French generals. This transcends nations, continents, and oceans. They warn the French countryside that they are heading towards a civil war in that nation caused by failed multiculturalism, rampant immigration, and attacks on French identity. And tonight, all across the world, it sounds a lot like this. Yes. Now, those of you who missed the show towards the end, if we go into overtime, which has happened from time to time, just know that if you hear us on Blog Talk Radio, which is great, that's where we're at, that the show will cut out at the 2 hours flat timeline. To hear the overtime remarks, if we go into overtime on any show, and the ongoing political conversation, you will have to log in to Blog Talk on the website and look at my show archives, or go to gab.com where I post each show to catch the entirety of it. It is well worth your time, America. Just know that. We also have the radio show policy. If you And it goes like this. If you see something, say something. Sound familiar, America? So if you notice something unusual in your abode, your zip code, your city or town or state, in the nooks and crannies of your city, the back alleys, and call the show to let us know. We can't possibly know everything going on in every nook and cranny inside the American Republic, and we want you to call the show when you can. This is Epic Episode 49 tonight, 6 days in May, star date of May 6th, 2021 AD. Now, there was a movie back in the 1960s called The 7 Days in May about a coup against the U.S. government. So it's a play on words tonight. In the 1964 movie starring legendary Hollywood actors Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster, United States military leaders plot to overthrow the president because he supports a nuclear disarmament treaty and they fear a Soviet sneak attack. History rhymes, doesn't it? We constantly hear of Chinese nuclear bases being mobilized, and even Vladimir Putin may launch at some inopportune moments. These things are all over the news. So this is a variety show. Glad you're here tonight. We'll talk a little bit about everything. But now that the restrictions from the Kung Flu plandemic, you heard me, plandemic, are easing inside the country, just know that we on the Von Wien Show are still very vigilant against tyranny in all its forms as we go forward. Now, I got an email to the show from a lady named Janine who said, I took a long, lovely walk this morning under beautiful, bright blue skies. I saw a few high-altitude planes over Phoenix, leaving a short contrail behind them. Just now, I went out to find again that the mad scientists are geoengineering our skies again. They are aerosol spraying us like bugs, and it's dimming the beautiful sun in the atmosphere. Yes, we know, Janine. We know we are not fooled by any of it. Now, you've all heard of John Kerry being the new climate czar, right? Well, none of this environmental BS, that's Bernie Sanders for short, has anything to do with the well-being of planet Earth. It's all about control. More government control and making money. John Kerry is the undisputed climate czar of the Biden regime. Only Marxist Democrats could pick a guy like him with 6 houses, 12 cars, 2 yachts, and a private jet to tell you, Mr. and Mrs. America, that you should take the bus to, drumroll please, to stop pollution. Can you say elite, Democrat, hypocrite America? He's such a joke. And a NASA space probe detects radio emissions coming from Venus. Now, you can hear this on my Gab page. Go to gab.com. NASA's Parker Solar Probe has picked up on radio emissions coming from the Venus atmosphere. And it sounds like something out of the Twilight Zone. I've heard it myself. It's very interesting. It does not sound natural. It does sound alien-made. Check it out. And closer to home, remember that Malaysian airline that got lost at sea? The depressed MH370 pilot, experts say, made a series of deliberate turns and speed changes to avoid radar detection as he committed suicide and plunged his doomed plane into the sea. And that's really a tragedy, no doubt about it. You just never know in life when your time is up, and you always pray to your God and the higher being for salvation in case of the unthinkable happens. Now, speaking of that, in national news tonight, Joe Biden issued a National Day of Prayer proclamation for the country, but he omitted the word God. I just thought you'd like to know. The Biden DOJ also demands access. They demand access to the Arizona election audit going on now as the Democrats sue to stop the audit and the verification of ballots and signatures. And in Texas, the Texas Senate approves, thank God, the constitutional carry bill. Excellent news for the Lone Star State. We all know that the ruling class only cares about democracy, quote unquote, when it helps them and their powers. And in Texas also tonight, the Austin homeless threaten violence against the police there if the new camping ban is enforced within city limits. In Nashville, a cop has been lured into an ambush shooting. More on that once we get the information. It's very tough to be a cop in America today. It's a very dangerous profession. They need all our support. Are there bad apples there? You bet your ass there is. But you know what? That's part and parcel of anything. There's nothing that's perfect in life. But the vast majority of police do a fantastic job every day in America, and they do need your support. Sheriffs, too, for that matter, and deputies. And in international news, China indefinitely suspends economic dialogue with Australia as the relations between both countries severely deteriorate, and both are gearing up for war in the Pacific yet again, World War II style. This is no joke and no drill. And now it's time for a show promo.
Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yeah, you know what I like about Von? He's like a trainer, you know? He's not going to get out there and, like, tell you a bunch of lies to try to make you puffed up or anything. He's going to tell you the truth. He's going to tell you what you need to know and nothing more, nothing less, you know? And that's what I had with Mickey. When Mickey would be out there training me, he'd be telling me what I needed to hear. He wasn't going to give me something I didn't need to hear. He wasn't going to tell me something that wasn't true. He was going to hit me with the facts, you know? And that's what I really love about Mickey. I miss Mickey. But Von's like that, too, with his audience. He's not going to go out there and tell you something that's not happening, that's not right, that's not true. He's going to tell you the facts. He's going to give it to you as it is, straight up. That's what I love about the guy, you know? So tune into the Von Wehhunt Show because, you know, that's where he's going to give it to you straight up. You know, it's just the way he is.
Damn right, because that's how I am. Look, there's plenty of shows out there that I always tell folks that they could listen to. We are growing by leaps and bounds. There's a lot of rhino talk show hosts that have very watered-down RNC talking points or very watered-down CNN or Fox News talking points. We're not one of those shows. People always ask me, why don't you have politicians on your show? Well, they're always welcome to call. We'll be very, very nice to them and very respectful. We have inquired to a few in the past. We will again. But I want to hear from you, the man on the street of America. You're the one who's underrepresented in the media and radio. That's why I love to get callers from the streets and back alleys of America. This is your show. We are a pirate radio show. This is the show with the street cred. I go to all kinds of shows. I do listen to a lot of talk radio and other media, and you always see the politician there with the straight answers or, you know, the prefabbed answers to the softball questions. That's fine and dandy if that's your gig, but I like to mix it up and get other people on that never get a voice, that never have a microphone, that rarely want to even call in to a talk radio show because they're afraid they're not going to be given airtime or their views are a little off the cuff. That's okay on my show. You don't have to conform to whatever the RNC says or CNN or Fox News say. You can speak your mind freely. We can debate it, discuss it, or agree with it. And that's how it is. That's how I like to do it. We're the show that is not out there, you know, nationwide in the sense that we are nationwide and worldwide. We're in 15 countries. We're very big, but we don't have millions of dollars in marketing. I don't have corporate sponsors that are giving the show and putting me on every bus in town or a billboard coast to coast. That could come someday. But you see these other guys that are out there, just know they're corporate bought and paid for Rhino talk show hosts. And on top of that, what they're trying, I'll be very honest with you. They've told me directly that, you know, they're looking for quote unquote conservatives of color, end quote. Yes, if you're black or brown or, you know, other, and if you can talk the talk, they're going to trip over themselves to give you money and put you on in prime time. That's the new flavor in radio today. And the RNC is like that too, another group. So if you're Mexican or African-American, if you're conservative, they're going to go trip over themselves to put you out there, or a female. So if you're a white European male like me, you don't get anything, no quarter from corporate America. Just know that to be true. And in Colombia tonight, speaking of multiculturalism, this is terrible, but they have many street protests there. At least 24 are dead in violent protests in that country. The demonstration started on April the 28th and were initially in opposition to the tax reform that the government said was key to mitigating the country's economic crisis. More bloody street fighting is expected. And next door in Venezuela, dictator Maduro receives a samurai sword gift from actor Steven Seagal this past week, as the actor was visiting that South American country. Interesting. Told you last week about France. About 1,000 military service members have now signed that letter, including 20 retired generals, warning President Emmanuel Macron of several deadly dangers threatening France, including Islamism and the hordes from the Third World, a reference to the fractured suburbs around Paris and major cities with high crime and violent immigrant populations. What's happening in Europe could happen in America. We also have imported many violent people from the Third World, some good, but not all. If you say it's all, then you're drinking the Kool-Aid. Because our Border Patrol has no idea who's coming through our porous border. Now, the letter blames in France fanatic partisans for seeking to create divisions within communities that have created a violent environment for the French citizens there, and that's been said by the government. But the generals say the hour is grave and France is in peril. That is really big, big news that they're coming out with. Now, in big news tonight, you need to know about this. We have a big show, a lot of ground to cover, a ton of information to sit in my desk tonight. We might have one or two VIP guests. If they can call in, we'll see how that goes. Russia is to test 3 Satan II ICBMs carrying 24 nukes each. And yes, they do call those ICBMs Satan II rockets. Now, the United States may only have 2 minutes warning if the test is actually an attack. With this system, if the warheads deploy, the USA would have only those 2 minutes, but each Satan II ICBM is equipped with 24 nuclear warheads designed to evade all enemy defenses. The test is scheduled for sometime this year and will include a launch at full range in 11,000 miles. They will be coming over the South Pole completely immune to any American or current missile defense system, just so you know, out there in Radioland. Now, the U.S. experts fear that it features a fractional orbital bombardment, FOBS capability, and this could spell complete disaster for the USA if this is not a test. We have Biden in the White House right now. I'll connect the dots for you. Do you think he will be watching this at all? No. The answer is no, because he's far too busy trying to mask up America and trying to give you the COVID shot. He's far too busy with multicultural programs and things of that nature while our enemies are plotting against us. So we'll get back to that in the show as well. I just thought you'd like to know. It is very interesting, and it has been reported. We in the United States, we have squandered and destroyed any goodwill that the world may have had for us. And it was squandered by the Democrat Party using lies, deceit, all kinds of manipulation over a presidential election where it's very obvious to many that Donald Trump won. It was those same Democrats who are in power today. If Russia does attack, our nation would be destroyed. Make sure to properly thank every Democrat that may survive. Now, in other news, ever read the book 1984 or watched the movie called Idiocracy? Well, Michigan Democrat Governor Whitmer, get this, she received the JFK Profile and Courage Award despite a recent COVID-19 surge in her state of Michigan. The award is for her service, quote unquote, during the so-called COVID-19 pandemic. The powers that be are rewarding her with their very aggressive lockdown measures during the COVID pandemic against you, the little people in flyover country inside America. Yes, your leaders are being rewarded for restraining you, for aggressively locking you down. I am convinced if the real JFK was alive today, he would not be amused at how his name has been besmirched and dragged through the mud by the militant left in this nation. And a CNN host says people who don't take the vaccine should be socially ostracized by friends and family and society at large. A CNN shakes their little red mail book at you, just like the communists did in China during their Cultural Revolution, formerly the Great Proletarian Cultural Revolution. It was a very violent socio-political purge movement in China from 1966 until 1976, by the way. Straddled that era. Now, we are seeing the same thing right now in America. So what they're doing by trying to ostracize you, penalize you, remember, you are the deplorables of America. We are all the dregs of society, according to the militant left in America. They're trying to gin things up for war and civil unrest, where they can ostracize you in public, do a lot more of that, ostracize and attack you at work, let you write online, purge you in many ways, and ultimately, maybe in reality. This is the world that we live in. It's a very dangerous world. We're so glad you're here tonight. Please dial 563-999-3437. We'll try our best to get all new callers on the air. You have reached the Octagon. This is the Von Wien Show. We'll start it up with Blitzkrieg. It's now an established fact that at least 35% to 58% of all medical professionals, including nurses and doctors, are refusing the beast COVID vaccine. And with Alan Skill right to the phones, our first call is from Orlando, Florida tonight. Let's go check it out. Well, you're on the Von Wien Show. What's your name? Are you there? Speak up. You're on the show. Are you there? Going once, going twice, gone. Okay. Let's go to the Gunslinger in Dallas, Texas. Gunslinger, how's it going tonight, buddy?
Oh, great.
How you doing?
Some run-ins with some tornadoes, that last storm that came through this county out here, Ellis County. Three people were injured, and, God, it was like a F2 or an F3 on the southern end of this county. Luckily, they all survived. One of them stayed on the ground for about 5 miles, so it did pretty good damage down there. I think it was the day before.
I heard about that, man.
But yeah, I live in the same county. I just live on the north end of the county, and this happened on the south end of the county. But I do want to congratulate the state of Texas for finally seeing the light. We got constitutional carry.
Yes.
I mean,
that's awesome.
This is so long. That's just so long overdue. It's not even funny, because you know,
right,
when the concealed handgun license, and I had mine, and I was one of the first ones in Dallas to get it in 1995. You see how long that's been,
yes.
You know. So, as the old saying goes, you know, it's better never better late than never. Okay, as the old saying goes.
Right.
But yeah. I mean, they finally came to their senses, and it should be in all states constitutional carry. Isn't that what the Second Amendment says? Unless I'm mistaken,
that's what
we have a
says,
right,
man,
to keep and bear arms. Yeah, we have a right,
right,
to keep and bear
it
arms.
Shall not be infringed.
Yeah.
That last line is very key. It shall not be infringed.
That's right. Now, I can see some people may not be able to, you know, convicted felons and people like that, you know, domestic abuse and that kind of stuff. In my opinion, you really shouldn't have a gun. I mean, if you're a repeat offender, you know, if you went to prison for armed robbery, well, maybe you shouldn't have a gun. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hint, hint, wink, wink. You know. But for the law-abiding people out here, like me, like you, and everybody that calls in on this show, we have a right to protect ourselves against this crazy screwball government. Especially that,
yes, we
idiot
do,
that's in the White House. That idiot in the freaking White House is trying to take away everybody's right, including the Second Amendment. Boy, he hates guns. Remember, we call him Shotgun Joe. Remember what he said?
Right.
You know, just, oh, if you hit something, just step out on your back porch and just blast a blast up in the air. How stupid can you get?
Come on,
I mean,
man. Come on.
Come on, man. Gee whiz.
I love that.
It's just things, you know, things go up. They got to come down at some point, especially lead.
You think?
Yeah, that kind of. I got to think on that one for
Are
a
you
minute.
Sure about
come
that?
On, man. I got to think. Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Think about that one.
I love that.
See how stupid that is. That is the most acid-done, stupid thing that I have ever heard in my entire life. Okay. And you know,
right,
did you see the latest video or one of them of, you know, Creepy Joe at some funeral that was smooching on this boy? You know, he's a pedophile. You know that. He's a pedophile.
Yes.
It clearly shows a video of him leaning down, you know, sniffing his hair and kissing him on the cheek, not once, not twice, three times in a row. Can you believe that?
Three times a lady. Right.
Yeah, there you go. if people can't understand that this election was rigged, you need to go back and you need to – well, do your homework again, because obviously you was asleep at the switch, because you definitely missed something. Okay. And, you know,
millions of Americans were asleep. You better believe it.
Yeah. I mean, it's either they were asleep or the demo rats. They are rats. There's no doubt about that. You know, they love cheese, but rats. We know they cheated, okay? And here's the other point on that. Okay, there's so much evidence out there that they cheated. The mountain of evidence is like Pike's Peak. And that's 14,400 feet above sea level. I know, I've been up there on top of it one time. Okay, there's a mountain of evidence out there that them sorry bastards cheated, okay? They rigged it, but then you got even more anti-American traitors in this country, and you know who those are? The Supreme Court, okay? Them some bitches up there ought to be kicked out of this country. That is a constitutional court. And the president of the United States of America is a constitutional issue, but they refuse to hear the case.
They don't want that case. That's right. They don't want to be associated with that case. No way.
It's too hot.
That's part of the plan, part of the agenda, part of the cabal. That was all part and parcel of it. When it gets to their level, that they were going to reject it, and that went according to plan.
Yeah, well, yeah,
yes,
it had to be all planned. But like I said, that Supreme Court is the highest court in the entire land, short of God, okay? You can't get any higher,
right.
Okay? And these people are duly bound to hear constitutional evidence, especially election fraud, which they could have overturned it. They could have overturned the election, okay, by the evidence, you know.
See, Chief John Roberts hates Donald Trump, right? But Chief John Roberts despises Donald Trump.
Exactly. There you go. So,
and
we're
going to take that case as chairman.
Yeah.
We're going to reject it. Right.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
In my book, those people are traitors to this country. They are pure, simple traitors. They need to be stripped of their citizenship and kicked out of this country. Why do we even have them? Okay, they will not hear a constitutional issue like the presidency of the United States. That's pretty damn constitutional. You want to know what I think? Why are they even up there? I mean, let's go out there and just clear that Supreme Court place out, and let's turn it into a whorehouse or something. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot better.
Hell yeah. Put a big old bright red
bring
light
in
on
some
top
ladies and some beer, and we'll really get something done, unlike the Supreme Court.
We'll accomplish something.
And the
that's
ladies
right.
will
there
love us
go.
For it. Absolutely.
That's right.
Oh, I'm going to get
everybody.
Calls, emails, that one now. How dare you say that? Oh, my God. God forbid. Look, we don't take your talking points. We say what we want on this radio show. If you don't like it, you turn the dial. Man up, turn the dial, stop being a whiny bitch. You know what I mean?
A lot of people say,
I heard this, I heard that. I don't care what you heard. If you don't like it, there's a dial. This is the show. Sit down, shut up. You might learn something from the gunslinger. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, you know, send me hate mail. I love to get hate mail. You know, yeah, send it to me.
Oh, I get it.
Okay.
It's funny. It's a comedy show.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's so true. So, you know, my hats off goes to the Texas legislature, of course, for, you know, passing constitutional carry. It's supposed to be on the governor's desk first of the week. So as soon as he puts his John Hancock on it, that baby becomes law. Okay. And he said he's going to sign it. So we have a very good pro-Second Amendment governor in the state of Texas. I wish all states had governors like that, you know, that's for the people. This is a true meaning of the word government, okay? This is what government officials, governors and legislation, they need to do the will of the people, not what they decide which side of the bed they get up on or if they got any tonight before. They need to decide what, or they need to decide based upon what we, the people, they want.
That's right.
Not what the handful of people.
The people used to direct this country. And now our government gunslinger has been hijacked. Go ahead, sir.
Exactly. And guess who was all for that? President Trump. In my opinion, he's still president. Okay? Because that usurper, that little pedophile, that idiot, sleepy, creepy Joe, is not the president. I will not recognize him as the president of the United States, nor, you know, the hoe, vice president. None of them. You know how she got up the ladder. Hand, hand, wink, wink. Okay, it wasn't, you know.
I sure do, man. And you know, sure. I mean, it's common knowledge. One hand washes the other in Washington, right?
That's right.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's how it works, right? We know.
There you go. Exactly.
Yep. By the way, there's a suitcase full of cash. And go to the airport, go to bin number 50 or a parked car and a dusty, dark parking garage. And you'll find some cash for you in the Bahamas with some plane tickets. Enjoy. Have a great time. We'll see you on your way back. Yeah, that's how business is done. Not fooling anybody.
Yeah, you want your Swiss bank account a little bit fatter? Yeah, sure, no problem.
Sure. And we got lots of dollars that we can print. They're at our discretion. I'll make a few phone calls to the Fed. These things will just drop into your account. It's called magic, man. It's magic.
It is magic.
Isn't magic wonderful?
That's what the money system, the Federal Phony Reserve note. They're not no part of the government. They're a private, run-for-profit corporation. When they want money, they just call them up and say, hey, print me $1 trillion. Oh, sure. Can you pick it up on Friday? Bring me a hamburger, please, while you pick it up. Okay? Because remember, you know, today, if you go in there and get, a loan at a bank or something, okay, all of a sudden, the banker, you know, he's a banker, the stinky banker there, will just hit a few keys on a computer and $50,000 mysteriously appears in your account. Isn't that wonderful?
Like magic. It just happens, man. I love that. Only in America.
Only in America. I mean, that's just magically appears. So, you know, when they give these people, all these foreign people, all these billions of dollars, you know, they're just printing money. They're just it's just electronic. It's electronic money. It really doesn't exist except in a computer.
It's a ledger account. That's all. It's a ledger account in the Fed computer. That's it.
That's right.
It costs a few hundred dollars for ink and paper, and they put fancy zeros on it. On beautiful green paper with dead American white European male presidents, and they tell you that's money. Well, it's not money. We call it money. It's really currency. It's fiat currency, but it's not real wealth. If you think it's real wealth, you need an education. Real wealth historically has always been gold, silver, real estate, income property, art, things of that nature, gems, precious stones, diamonds. And that's where the rich put their money. They take their fiat currency and they convert it. You always notice, the people love cash, right? But they convert it to things that are tangible, of real value, of real wealth. And they don't say that in school. You know, we all need operating cash. I keep an operation account, you know, just to pay my bills, but I don't rely on cash for if we have, God forbid, a civil war. We don't want that, or the zombie apocalypse. I mean, no one's going to your cash will be trash. It will be worthless. What they'll want is things of value to barter with, tangible things. And then gold and silver would then come back and be the basis of a new currency eventually. God forbid, though.
Yeah, it's going to come down to that point eventually, because I went down here to the Walmart. You know where Waxahachie, Texas is, okay?
Yes.
And I purposely went over to where they sell the guns and the ammunition. Ain't nothing there. I think there was a couple. couple little 22s or something, maybe a couple of BB guns, BB rifles, pellet rifles. But the big guns, the big ammunition, shelf's gone, clean, pick clean.
Well, people are getting ready for the zombie apocalypse. This, and I say that half serious, half joking. When people are so hooked up on COVID, don't forget the people who get the shot, folks, are the ones that you need to avoid. They're the ones carrying the quote-unquote COVID disease. They've been given the shot. It's actually back-asswards from what the media is telling you, because those people are going to have a delayed reaction, in my view, at some point, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. If not sooner, it'll be plausible deniability. And, yeah, they could be staggering around looking like they're from a Hollywood movie set. Crazy, violent, who knows. But, I mean, I'm having some fun and some liberty with this topic. But my point is that, look, I always say this, folks, on a serious note, desperate people do desperate things. And when things get desperate, they'll do crazy things, things that, yeah, you would see in a Hollywood zombie apocalypse movie. Go ahead, gunslinger. Well, your thoughts about that?
I mean, yeah, it's a totally crazy is what it is. When you have one of those CEOs of these vaccine companies that won't even take their own snake venom and monkey pus, that should tell you something right there. And then you have all of these nurses now that are coming out and saying they're refusing to take it. Okay. Yeah, sure. You're not going to drop dead tomorrow. Or a week or a month. But what about 3 years from now? Oh, I can see the lawsuits coming. You've seen them on TV. Did you take the Moderna vaccine during the 2020 pandemic? If you do, you're now entitled to just compensation if you're still alive.
That's right. Okay. Lawyer up, baby.
And I'll leave you.
Lawyer up.
Yeah. Lawyer up. There you go. Like an ambulance chaser. There, they're lawyer up. But I'll leave you right here real quick with one little meme I seen on Facebook here. I just recently got out of Facebook jail, did 30 days. Aren't you proud?
I love it.
How about that? Love it. But anyway, there was these two rats talking to each other, right? And one of them said, well, did you take the COVID vaccine yet? Talking to the other rat. And the other rat said, no, they're still experimenting on the humans.
Oh yeah.
God. Have a nice night.
Gunslinger, thank you, man. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Sure.
One of our great callers, Gunslinger from the Dallas, Texas area. And love that. Yeah, well, the Orlando call, please call back. They must have hung up here. When I call you, you got to stand and deliver. Now, if you don't want to be on the show, I get it. Just say, I want to listen, and I will move on. But if I don't hear anything, I assume you want to be on the show. And so when I call you, tell me that very, very quickly. We'll move on very quickly. And I heard somebody there, but that happens on talk radio. They might have gotten cold feet, and they did not want to say anything. But unbelievable. A lot going on in the nation. Let's go to another call here really quick from New York. New York. Hello. You're on the Von Wien Show.
Here I am.
This is James.
James. Deep
you have a different phone
lines.
Number tonight.
Oh,
yes,
I do?
You have a different phone number, man.
Yeah, I have the cell and the landline and, same number.
Ah, but I thought it was
anyway,
you.
But yeah.
How are you doing?
Yes, I am back home from my trip down to Dixieland. And let me tell you,
the further
I get away from New York, the better I like it.
Which state did you go to?
I went through Virginia, North Carolina, cross over to Tennessee, down to Bammy a little bit, and then back up through Virginia and then through Pennsylvania. And let me tell you, the further, down south, they're not doing any of that mask bullshit, okay? I mean, there'll be a sign on the door that says mask recommended. Some people wear it, but it's nobody bothered me. I didn't have to put on a mask once. And what was really refreshing to go to church And the particular church I went to, nobody had a mask. Nobody. I went to two different churches on two different Sundays. One, a couple of people that were all, you know, COVID, whatever, this old man and his wife wearing a mask, but nobody else did. Nobody bothered me. And the other church I went to, very traditional, not one mask. And it was, I just
love
felt,
that.
It was, this was for Orthodox Easter, which was just this past May, May 2nd. And it was so beautiful and traditional. It really felt like I came home, you know, after, you know, because I stopped going to my own church because I just got tired of the masks, you know. I got tired
Now, which church was that? In which city and state?
Do we want to say? I mean.
Yeah, tell us.
All right. Well, I went to.
No one's here, just us, man.
It was a Russian Orthodox church in the northwest corner of Tennessee.
Nice.
And so Orthodoxy is like they have like these different organizations that run them. Some are Greek, some are Russian, you know. So the different dioceses and so forth. Like the Catholic Church is all, you know, the Pope is on the top of it. But the Orthodox churches, they have these different lineages that are autonomous of each other. So my understanding is, like, the Greek Orthodox are completely in line with wearing a mask and vaccines and everything, and you know, screw them. I ain't going there. But the Russian Orthodox, they are, you know, they are ever defiant of political correctness. So I really,
yes.
It was a really wonderful service and wonderful to be with those people. And the singing, they were like angels. And it was just, that's what originally brought me into Christian faith. And this past year, you know, watching the whole COVID thing just really just destroyed, among other things, the church, you know, because here where I live, I mean, even my home church isn't even that bad. I went over to the Roman Catholics, and it was just like they had the sanitizer dispenser everywhere, and, you know, masks were strictly enforced. I mean, it was just awful. It was just awful. You know, this is – and I want to just plug my website again because I mentioned some of this.
Go for it.
I put some links on the website, vaxlist.org, VAXLIST.org. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because there's three Christian leaders. One is a Catholic Archbishop Vigano, I think his name is, and one is a Russian Orthodox Father Peter Hears giving an interview, and there's also Pastor Chuck Baldwin. You've heard of him?
Yes.
He's awesome. He is absolutely awesome. And on these three different denominations, all giving their testimony as to why, as a Christian, we absolutely, positively must oppose the masks and the vaccine and all of the hysteria. The vaccine is the mark of the beast. The mask is a symbol. It's a cult. It's a religion. Okay, and that's I'm not
historically
gonna give the whole
it is
sermon.
Yes.
Historically, right. It is, and it's showing fear and obedience to the government, to Fauci, to
that's
this
right.
Fear propaganda. It is completely, and this is, as a Christian, I absolutely oppose it, because what do you believe? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Or do you believe in the mask? Okay?
Right.
This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it's a cult. It's a cult. It's a belief system.
It is.
Because
the cult of the mask. Yes, absolutely.
The cult, yeah, the Maskianian COVIDism. And you know, you must choose. You know, which God do you believe in? And in the beginning, you know, some of the churches were defiant, but eventually they, you know, they knuckled under, whatever the word is.
Yes.
And it's extremely discouraging to see this. But again, I go down south, you know, they don't, the strip clubs are open, you know. So the churches are open, the strip clubs are open. Life is back to normal down south, you know.
Look, the girls got to make a living, okay? Come on, man. I mean,
yeah,
I'll cut the girls some of slack.
It's back to normal, and New York is just so oppressive.
That's right.
It's just
America
awful.
Is the Sodom and Gomorrah of the world. We are Babylon, the Babylonian whore. That's what we are.
I wanted to bring something up that you did mention this, and about, I first saw this like on Alex Jones 3 weeks ago, but now it's coming up all over the web. There are reports of unvaccinated people that are getting sick from being around vaccinated people.
That's right. We talked about that. Yes, that's a big thing now.
It's affecting women. It's affecting women the most. Their menstrual cycles are going crazy, and their miscarriages and infertility. It's especially dangerous to women, and this is what we're seeing. So yes, thank you for having brought that up. And well, I guess I'm bringing it up again. Do you know who Nurse Erin is?
No, I do not.
Heard of
Who's
her?
That?
Okay, well, she was. She's a.
Is she the one on Twitter and Gab with that video? I see a few nurses. I don't know their names personally, but there's a few nurses that have been on there a lot talking about this. That might be her. I'm not sure. But elaborate. Tell us.
I don't know if she has Gab. She's on. Okay. I'm just looking at her Instagram.
Tell us and enlighten us. Let's know who Erin is.
Okay, well, Erin Marie is a nurse who was in New York when the COVID thing first started to break, and she is the whistleblower. She took discreet videos of her supervisors basically killing patients by refusing to resuscitate and administering the ventilator treatments. And so she was one of the first whistleblowers on the whole COVID scam in New York. Okay.
Okay.
And so she is now also on her pages on Instagram. She's posting a lot of screen caps of personal testimonies of people who've been injured by the vaccine. So I strongly recommend have a look at that. If you you could find her, either look up Nurse Erin or Erin Marie. And that should give you enough. Search terms. She has a link. She has a Linktree. Linktree at Nurse Erin. That's E-R-I-N. And so I'm just kind of plugging her because she has been on the forefront of the testimonies of all of these people. You know, firsthand accounts of people who are both patients and nurses and medical professionals who are seeing firsthand. One of the things that she wrote a couple of weeks ago, that there were people standing in line to get their vax, and somebody coded, which is medical work for, you know, like, you know, they coded means that the EMTs have to come and resuscitate the person and try to save their life. So people were coding, people were dying. You know, whenever all these places that give the vax, there's always an ambulance on standby.
Yes.
I don't wonder. I mean, what she wrote is that people are watching a person drop dead right in front of them, and they still stand in line to get their vax. What the hell is that?
It's idiocracy in America, James. Idiocracy.
I can't wrap my mind around
that. What I talked about.
And
people are so brainwashed that they will accept that. They will accept it.
And we're going to see a lot of people. Like what you just said a little while ago, I think it was that former executive from Pfizer that said within 3 years, a lot of people are going to be dropping dead.
And that's what
really
they
scary.
Want. It's all part of their depopulation agenda. I can't stress it enough. They've been talking about this since 2000. And I know a lot of folks were getting up to speed. Our show, by the way, will help you get up to speed. You'll hear our very smart callers like James and Gunslinger and the Gladiator and Irish Pirate and others. We have even Brett the Surfer, some comedy relief. But my thing is, if you hear this show, people, you will be in the tip of the spear. You'll be in the inner loop of what's really going on. And James, you're right, man. That is scary stuff. And they are talking about, the doctors and nurses are rebelling against this COVID dogma. Finally, right. Well, last year they were doing videos, the dance videos, remember? They were all over Twitter. They were doing dance videos. They were doing choreographed dance videos from hospitals and medical clinics all over Twitter, all over the internet. Go to YouTube, and you can still see them. Just type in like healthcare or medical dance videos if you're out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, I remember
and you'll
that.
See,
and that, yeah.
Remember those? And they were doing that as
I
that
do.
Was part of the larger PSYOP.
Take
the jab
insulting.
And you'll be fine. It is. Well,
I mean,
it is.
It
is
so
very insulting.
To see them doing that because
it's a psychological
be
operation.
Sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's in the
it's a military
it's
operation.
People,
right.
What I do when I go out, I mean, I do carry around a bandana just in case I'm absolutely forced to wear a mask, but I am adamant about refusing it as much as I possibly can. And when they say, sir, you need a mask, you need a mask. Like, no, I don't. No, I don't need a mask. Yeah, get out of my face. I'm not part of your cult. You know, and this is, I just have to continue. That's my little contribution to the world. That's all I can do is just me as one person, just be absolutely adamant about not participating in it because that cult is endangering my life because there's going to be vaccinated people running around shedding all kinds of weird shit, okay, and I don't want to catch, you know, some bioweapon. Now, I do want to leave
right
a
now,
little bit of a positive
right, just hold,
note that I want to leave.
Right, well, wait. Just hold. Yeah, hold that thought. What I wanted to say was, you're right. I agree with you. In a weird way now, James, in a weird way, because the doctors and nurses, like what you're saying, which I agree with totally, they're saying that the vaccinated people are the dangerous ones. Then now in a weird way, you're in some cases, you might have to wear your mask to protect yourself from them. What are your thoughts about that?
Mask does it, the face diaper is not going to protect you from that.
Oh, I agree.
I understand the
logic
of it, but if you really want to wear a full hazmat suit and a real respirator, then maybe. But I'm not going to do that. What I did want to leave on some good news is one. I forget where I was reading this, but you know the usual doctors that have been speaking out, like Sherry Tenpenny and so forth. Look her name up, and I believe it was one of her video conferences. And the good news is if you support your immune system, you know, using the vitamin D, the vitamin C, the zinc, ivermectin, if you can get it, or hydroxy, the cures for the COVID, which is the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine and also colloidal silver, all of these things will help if you do get sick from being around a vaccinated person. So those protocols that have been recommended to treat COVID are also so far. I mean, I'm not trying to give definitive medical advice, but you know, my first thought is okay. If we get sick, you know, surely there's got to be some natural remedy, some way we can at least fight this. And there is. Just keep your immune system really, really strong. I would not recommend wearing a mask. Okay, in any case, you know, unless you're like wearing a full hazmat suit.
Sure.
And keep your immune system strong, you know, stock up on vitamins and look into those other medicines and the colloidal silver because we are under attack. Between that or the chemicals from the sky, we're just being inundated. People are going to get sick, but if you're not vaxxed and you really keep your immune system strong, you'll probably get through this. All right.
Love that.
So,
James,
we'll
thank you, man. Have a great night out there in New York.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
We appreciate you, man. You bet.
Bye.
Talk soon. Thank you, James. Goodbye. Great call from James in New York there. A very smart caller. And talking about New York, I've got some news for you during Monday's COVID-19 press conference. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo detailed a plan to send public high school students to get this mass vaccination sites, focusing on two groups the state calls the youthful and the doubtful. Swear to God, that's what they call this government program. Governor Cuomo explained why young people and those hesitant to take the jab are now being targeted by the state to take the vaccine. And a man was ejected this week from Costco over the workers demanding that he wear a mask. And he told them, aren't you tired of this tyranny? Of which they loudly responded, no. Costco employees now are infected with the Stockholm syndrome, some allegedly. That's when you love your tyrannical persecutor. We're glad you're here tonight. We'll get to more calls this next last hour of our legendary radio show. If you just heard us for the first time, we're glad you're here. And I shall be back momentarily. Great tune. Now, another doctor warned this week that his prediction is that there will be many more COVID deaths from the so-called vaccine than the flu virus alone. The most powerful governments on earth tell us and lecture us that they can't keep a virus from spreading. But in the same breath, they say constantly that they can change the Earth's temperature if and only if you pay more money in taxes, part of their green agenda and color revolution. Think about it. Well, let's try to get to a caller here. Let's go to the Irish pirate who's at his compound somewhere in Phoenix. Mr. Pirate, how you doing, sir? How are you tonight, man? Good evening.
I'm doing well. It's one of the warmer nights, so I'm trying to get used to that idea. earlier reference by James was to Erin Marie Olszewski. That's not to be confused with Patriot Nurse, but she's one of the patriotic nurses out there that could see that things were going wrong, and rather than just take it under the chin and hide out, she decided to do something about it. There are more and more nurses now starting to speak out, but it took the doctors to come out first. One of them this week that really got my attention was David Martin, who has always come out with the legal angles in the past and was trying to prove to people what wasn't happening in the COVID response. This week, however, he actually got a hold of all the companies that were claiming to have a quote-unquote vaccine, all filed with the SEC. And so he looked at what they told the SEC, and very interestingly, none of them claimed to have a vaccine. They all called it gene therapy. And we've gone over that before. It's just a different United States code they're violating by calling it something it isn't. But the important thing is, if they're calling it that in the SEC, then the claims that it is a vaccine that suddenly they're getting out of, for example, the drive-by media, that would invalidate all the protections that they're getting from the U.S. government, that you can't sue them and blah, blah, blah. And so I wonder if anybody wants to take a crack at that. There might be somebody who said, well, if it's not a vaccine, then I can go get damages. I'd love to see somebody take a shot at it, because there's certainly plenty of people getting hurt.
I'm looking forward to that.
And somebody's got to try a new angle, because that's what science is actually all about. You literally have to take a status quo and say, I challenge your idea for the betterment of mankind. So that's what I'm waiting to see. Who's going to do that? Because me? I'm not sick. I didn't get the shot.
Right.
And
that's
so,
right.
And also I've been, well, what do I want to say? I was always in classrooms, you know, before 2020 and being around children and being around lots of people. And so I didn't get sick much for the right reasons. I had a very strong built up immune system.
That's what you need.
Trying to take that away by, you know, putting those people out of my life. And so
right.
But I do worry about that. But in recent testing, we've been talking about, I've been trying to get some dental work done to no avail, but they did.
How's that going, by
that.
The way?
Oh, it,
the dental.
The easiest way to put that is my account manager sent the money that I requested so I could get this done 4 times.
Yes.
And my request to him was correct. His following, you know, the numbers and everything that I gave him was correct. And then when the bank receives the money, it's not correct. And so I have it isolated down to it's either that somehow the bank is playing games or it's the ACH itself that's actually performing, what do you want to call it, hokey pokey. And either
right.
way, I don't trust him. So what we've decided we're going to do is he's going to mail me a check and I'll put it, you know, on deposit and on hold and wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, it blew up all the kits, you know, different people that need to get together to do all this, including an anesthetologist and a surgeon, and then someone actually makes the teeth. These are all different people. And they're
right.
busy, and they can't always agree on the same day without having a common calendar. So
exactly.
Basically, I called them all yesterday and basically told them, we're going to do it, and you just set up a date now because I will have the money long before then. I'm not going to go about the procedure of having you guys ask for it. I already know how much you're going to ask me for. So
right.
So the real hard part is, I don't know if you've heard some of the stuff. Like, for example, I could go to the VA for some things, but not for dental work. But I'm not stepping foot
right.
in that place, especially
I've heard
since
of that.
Biden took over. They've been doing some very strange things. Some I'm not even sure I want to bring on the air.
Right.
How do I want to say this? Yeah, they've gone a deep nosedive from their 91% approval rate that Trump had. And it didn't take very long.
Yeah.
Well, there are only a handful of doctors anyway that I trusted on the VA side here in the Phoenix area, and
mm-hmm.
all but one are gone. They've all left. There's no trace of them. I mean, there's nothing they want to see going on in this place, and I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting, for example, under sedation without any without their consent. They just wake up and they're vaccinated.
I know. Isn't that scary, man? Yeah, it's sick.
I mean, so anything that's going on in places like that, I'm going to avoid them like the plague, because who knows? It might be the plague.
Right.
However, let's
see. The new modern day plague.
So the personal stuff, the hardest thing, and the one thing I've been reading up on, there was a really cool interview done by the health ranger, Mike Adams, and he
yes.
was interviewing a guy by the name of the Ice Age Farmer, and they were
mm-hmm.
really off the deep end if you're talking about conspiracy theories and whatnot. They literally are advocates of being as far away as possible from being dependent on the government in any way, and that includes food.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were getting into all sorts of weird things, like what can you grow in a small space? And so Ice Age Farmer was actually took a chance at growing crickets and mealworms for the purpose of eating them, not because Bill Gates said to. In fact, who knows what he's going to do to them if you did. But he realized you're going to
right.
have to eat whatever proteins are necessary if they make it all scarce. And what's coming
right.
down the pike now is, I believe, a 76% increase up front in farm goods, ag goods, as they're coming through the mill now, unless something changes. Part of that is
well, they were predicting food shortages in America, Irish. food shortages in the future. And I know my stronghold in compound, I've been hoarding food and water, guns and ammo for years. And of course I rotate it. But my point is, yeah, if you haven't gotten stocked up, folks, you better have more than just a week of food. You may need 3 to 6 months of food and water in your home, ready to go, or ready to be transported if you have to leave the state in your urban assault vehicle, you know? Never know.
Well, the hardest part, I think, is transporting it. A friend of mine recently just bought a RAV4, basically a truck-type thing where he used to have a little tiny car, and he's thinking ahead. He says, I got to be ready for anything that comes down the pike.
That's
right.
I
supported that.
Any eventuality.
I gave him a standing ovation. It was a heck of a smart move. Especially since part of the problem is microchips aren't getting delivered. And so the number of cars kept by a dealer is shrinking. If you're looking for a specific model of a car, they'll have like 3 of them instead of 10 these days.
That's
and
right.
And it's going to cause problems. Yep. So
they're tightening the new car market. Right.
Which is really bizarre because if you're in the new car market, you're protected. All 50 states can demand full price for cars. There's no such thing as let me give you this. If you went on the internet and tried to buy a car, for example, they will literally charge you the dealer's cut. That's a law. Every state will make sure that comes in no matter where you buy the car, and it protects the automobile dealers. And the only way to beat that is the way I got my car by in December when they are allowed to get rid of inventory to take on the new year's inventory. So that's what I did when I bought my car, which I'm
smart move.
Fond of.
Right.
Well, it was a necessity at the time. But and there was some guts there. I mean, I only had so much money anyway. So I was walking away and saying, this is all I got. You know, if you won't take it, I'm out. So we played a little poker. And eventually I did win. I don't recall if you've heard this story. But and what ended up happening was a computer operator noticed that they hadn't called me back. So she said, hey, you guys want to actually make the bonus? You got to get rid of everything that's on there. So she calls me up. I worked that night at midnight. And she calls me up at 8:30 p.m. saying, your offer, I think we're getting close. I said, oh, baby, I'll name the car after you. So my car's name is Erica. Yeah,
I love Erica already. That's right. That's right. Awesome. Thank you, Erica, wherever you are. We love you.
She was 27 at the time with a 2 or 3 year old child. You know, just working hard. Got a chance.
I demand to see Erica. Just kidding. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know what? There's all kinds of stories behind cars, isn't there? And each car has their own personality, from my opinion. I've had several over the years. The bottom line is, can your car go 1,000 to 2,000 miles without any mechanical problem if your life depended upon it? If you're being chased, Irish, by the zombie apocalypse, could you make it, man, across the nation to your bug-out cabin? Damn straight. That's what I want to hear. Yes. The answer is yes. I like that. That's important because
that's
you're like,
family?
We kid around, but you never know what's coming down the pike. We don't know.
I've got a family that looks after the car, one that has actually seen me through my last 3 cars that I've owned. They took one look under the hood at what's going on, and they literally told me that the last couple of cars you had, you bought them used, and the person you bought them from, you know, didn't take care of them. And they said, look, this thing's cherry. It's going to make it to 300,000 miles. Don't give up on your car. You know, ride it all the way out. And I could trust my mechanic when they tell me something like that. They don't even like working on it because it's not one of the old ones. So that was a very honest thing for them to say, that you're doing
That's awesome.
Right thing. And same thing was true with the dentist when they did all the looks at my teeth and everything. It's been going on for 14 years, and I've done the most amazing thing. I made myself healthy. I just need to get them fixed. And for sure,
right.
I know I was in trouble, you know, many years ago, but now I'm not. And that's one of the things, even Gerald Celente keeps saying, you got to get in shape. That's one of the biggest things you're going to need in the future. You don't want to be dependent on anybody to try and save you from something you did yourself. That's probably
that's
the worst.
Right. That's right.
It just,
Irish,
just
man, thanks for the call
right
tonight. What are your final thoughts to America and their preparations that should be underway right now?
The hardest part for America right now is you are being bombarded with so much junk. Even this week, InfoWars came out with a neat selection of lots and lots of people black-faced lying to you about the shot, COVID-19, alternatives, the doctors that stood up against it. And each and every one of them are saying, these people are all quacks. Even worse, now that I mention it, a number of magazines, newspapers, whatever, named 12, the ones that are the most popular right now, they just named all 12 of them and said, it would be perfectly okay if these people were attacked by the U.S. military. For just saying there's an alternative? Yeah, and for just saying there's an alternative, imagine what they're going through to try and lie to you, if they're willing to do that to establish doctors. And like Aaron Muriel said,
the lies run deep, man. The lies run deep. Irish, thank you so much, bud. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon. Our tech wizard, Irish Pirate, everybody. Thanks, Irish.
Indeed.
Love you out there, man. Great call. And then we get some more calls here in a second. Folks, the color protests and revolution that you're seeing in America and our big Democrat cities are being orchestrated by China and Russia and other communist forces. They're not being reported accurately by our mass media, our mass Democrat liberal media. Since we've been doing things overseas for 100 years, definitely since World War II, where a lot of this started in the 30s and 40s, that China and Russia have decided that we will foster a color revolution inside America because we've been accused of fostering color revolutions all over the world. And Taiwan, for example, that's kind of the thorn in China's side, or Ukraine in Europe, which is the thorn in Russia's side. Doesn't America support those two countries? Don't we send over troops and foster some, oh, shall we say, some CIA programs or military operations? It's called blowback in the intelligence world. Some of those things don't always go according to plan. I think the blowback is a lot of the communist infiltration inside America. You can scoff at that and laugh all you want, but they make it known in China and Russia that that is what they are doing. That is what they want. America can't have nice stuff anymore because we are not a serious country. We are a silly country. We're far, far, far too busy trying to figure out where to put a transgender bathroom in a government building, or we're far too busy trying to figure out a weird government program like in up there in New York to bring your kid to a, quote, mass vaccination site. America has not put the criminal class in their place. And until we do, we will continue to have massive, massive problems. And you can take that to the bank. I'll put it to you this way, America. Russia and China, they would not put up with half the crap that America does right now. We're the only country that thinks if you put up with this stuff and if you turn the other cheek that it's somehow noble and virtuous. That's a bunch of idiotic nonsense. And that's why it's revenge time in America, because we're not a serious country. The Democrats want to dominate the entire country. They have been infiltrated by many Marxist groups. They publicly say that, and you know it for what it is. So We'll get back to some more calls here in a moment. First, some promos, station ID.
Hey, everybody's talking about everything, anything at all, but I'll tell you what, tune in and don't miss the Von Wehunt Show on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'll tell you, Von Wehunt is on the radio, darkskyradio.com, and he's on Blog Talk Radio, baby. That's right, tune in. We'll have a lot of fun there, too. I'll tell you, always a lot of fun there. Let's do a dance, all right now, you and me.
This is Rod Serling from the Twilight Zone, a place of sight and sound, now telling you to tune in to the Von Wehunt Show that's on in the evening, the dark of night. The night gallery is 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. to tune in to hear real talk. Get your dose of the Von Wehunt Show and the reality of what's going on in our world.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night, listen to this guy, Von Wehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled, mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up, too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000. To use this game for to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Wehunt Show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
We're always looking for new sponsors for the show. Do consider donating to the cause or being a sponsor on our show coast to coast.
Have you ever wanted your company, product, or idea on the radio airwaves? Well, now is your chance. Be a proud sponsor of the Von Wehunt Radio Show program, which airs weekly on blogtalkradio.com and then is uploaded to many internet websites such as Dark Sky Radio, Twitter, Spotify Podcast, and then all over America and the entire world. Get your product, service, and business idea out there now. We have very good cost-effective rates, and Von can get you on the air and in front of literally tens of thousands of radio listeners each week all over the nation for pennies on your advertising dollar. And the return on your investment is huge. It's a hell of a great deal, and Von will work with you to make your business or idea a big success. Von Wehunt is a man of action and of his word. Please contact him at the station on Twitter via the Von Wehunt Show, or you can email him your advertising product or inquiry at VonWehuntShow@gmail.com. That's VonWehuntShow@gmail.com. Don't delay and do it today. Remember, folks, it's always on with Von. This ad brought to you by Wolf Studio Productions.
Are you a big spender, America? You should then donate to the Von Wehunt Show. We need you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. I figured that you're the Muriel, cigar-smoking kind, so let me get right to the point. You're right in style when you're in Muriel's company. Hey, big spender, spend a little dime with me. Hey, big spender, spend a little dime with me.
Join the Muriel Miles crowd. Pick one up and smoke it sometime.
Love that. Rat Pack style. Let's go to Paul the Gladiator in his compound in North Valley here in Phoenix. Gladiator, are you there tonight?
I'm always here, man. What's going on?
Love it. What's happening out there, man?
Well, you know, this is the way I see it, because I've heard people mention a couple of times about not only the vaccine, but the zombie apocalypse. And
yeah.
So if you've heard on the news,
it's upon us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you've heard on the news, the zombie apocalypse is actually happening right now in the country of India.
Yes.
So remember, you know, you and I talked on the show a couple months ago about how the Bill and Melinda Gates Evil Foundation, they gave 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, they gave for free. That was the first clue, right? Just like the vax is free again now.
Right.
But they gave for free 50 million COVAX derivative vax shots aimed at the youth of India, ages 13
yes.
to 29. They are now 16 to 32-year-olds, and over those 1, 2, 3 years, they have affected and infected their family's population in India. They all live in one house in India. The families all live together. They were the test. That was the laboratory test for the vax, for the COVAX derivative that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funded to be prepared 4 years ago. So
right.
remember, this is 1.4 billion people live in India. Out of the 1.4 billion people, all of a sudden, there's 4,000 people dying every 24 hours in India. They're falling dead in the streets, just like a zombie apocalypse.
That's right.
That's 165 people an hour, 3 people a minute, 1 person every 20 seconds is literally, there's no room in the hospitals. They have to put them in the street, on the ground, and they're just dying. They're literally falling over dead. Now, that's the only spot in the world that this is happening to, and it was the only spot that was actually vaxxed between 3 and 3.5 years ago for free, just like the vax is free now, by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who derived the COVAX derivative. They created it by funding it and getting all of the clinicians to produce that. So
right.
now we've got, this is bizarre. According to the ABC CBS Evening News, this is a real world study by Moderna and Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
Moderna came out and said, well, our vax shot, that's what they called it, the vax shot, not a vaccine, because you can't have a vaccine for the common cold or the flu. You're going to go through it. There's no cure. This is not the measles. This is not polio, where it is a disease that needs a vaccine to cure it where you never get it. This is a flu shot. Right? Not a vaccine, but
right.
the governments, and especially the American government, they've convinced the Americans that they're getting a vaccine. And they're not. They're getting the
yes.
vax, because you cannot stop the flu, just like you cannot stop the common cold. There's no
right.
cure
exactly.
for either one. Okay.
Right.
So Pfizer and Moderna. Moderna said, we are 97% effective for 12 to 17-year-olds. I want to see how that study happened. Pfizer says we're 100% effective. Pfizer's 100% effective between 12 and 15-year-olds, and they're seeking approval to test 2-year-olds up to 11-year-olds now. But both companies said, yeah, we're 100% or 97% effective against pneumonia. Now, that's telling, because they didn't say they were effective against COVID-19, they said they were effective against pneumonia, okay?
Right.
And then one of the doctors has all these kids in a room at Pfizer, and he points to the kids and he points to the adults with the needles, and he actually says on the video, don't worry, kids, these adults know what they're doing. I mean, that was a Pfizer
yeah.
representative, right, injecting
it
children
sure
for a new study. It's crazy.
That's right.
So
scary stuff.
Like you and I talked about, George Orwell's 1984. Remember.
Oh, yeah.
The cure that they were giving people was actually the disease. Now,
that's right.
forget conspiracy theory. I just want to talk about the very wealthy Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 families that – Bill and Melinda Gates are the nouveau riche of those Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 families. But if you follow their investments, which I have, their biggest investments of these tier 1, 2, 3 families are medical device, chemotherapy, radiation, hospital groups that they run, because they'll buy 50 hospitals and put it underneath the management company. So, like you say, it's a plandemic of a manipulated COVID flu that the director of the Wuhan Viral Institute printed in 2019 that they successfully manipulated the bat COVIDs out of the Wuhan bat caves to actually infect the human lung and stop the breathing apparatus of the human body. A lot of people just glossed over that, but you can get it. It's a PDF. If I can find it, everybody else can. But all the governments, including ours and those tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 families, they've actually convinced people on planet Earth, especially here in America, that the COVID flu was actually a disease that they needed a vaccine for. So the vax is actually the disease. And I talked to a couple of naturopath and herbal doctors recently. Now, if you willingly accept the shot, the vax, and you roll up your shirt sleeve and accept this quote-unquote free, so even if you don't have health insurance, we can still get you because we're giving it away. You have no excuse not to take it. Then you've actually authorized and guaranteed them full plausible deniability, which you and I have mentioned before. You've given the wealthy families plausible deniability who have wanted to inject the non-wealthy people on planet Earth, and they're going to make you sick. Now, in India, 1, 2, 3 years later, or whenever your body finally gives in to the RNA DNA manipulation of the vax. So it's going to be the vax population that starts getting the unvaxxed population sick, because a lot of doctors now, they won't even see vaccinated people because they started feeling sick after seeing the vaxxed population. So I know some people are saying, well, the mask won't help you being around vaxxed people, and it actually will. I'm going to be wearing a mask because half the country at least is vaccinated, and they are spewing out more droplets when they talk, when they breathe, when they work out, when they sing. They're singing in church, right? They're singing in the club with people. And here's a good way to find this out. So, you know, I never put my cell phone up to my ear. I'm always talking into my cell phone on speakerphone. If everybody just looks at their phone cover, and you will see on the black screen, you'll see that you have droplets of saliva all over your phone. Well, vaxxed people are going to be putting that saliva in the air, just like we were, quote-unquote, taught about how COVID spreads in the air through the mucus droplets when people talk, breathe, sing, yell, whatever they're doing. Well, that's how they're going to affect the rest of us. So
that's right.
You better be careful. Don't hang around vaccinated people, because they're going to get you sick no matter what.
I agree.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, because the vaccinated people now are the ones to avoid. Absolutely,
yeah,
Paul.
They are the disease. The cure is actually the disease, and India's proven that, because why are people falling down dead? That's not COVID.
I know.
That's not the flu. This is the
That's right. They're
running.
Falling down dead in India left and right, man. They're like, it's like an epidemic over there. The plandemic is working.
Now,
yeah, it is a zombie apocalypse. Absolutely.
And all of the, I'll tell you what, Bill Gates, and you'll hear Joe Biden say this. We're going to get ready for the next pandemic. So.
Oh, yeah. They're already planning it.
Well, the last, well, it's already planned. It's not that they're planning it. The vax is the next pandemic, because it's been 100 years since the first one in 1917-18.
The Spanish flu, that's right.
How do they know there's going to be a pandemic soon? Because the cure is the disease. The vax is the next pandemic.
That's
right.
And
my last point.
That's right.
My last point. So here in Phoenix, guys, a lot of people last night thought they saw a bunch of UFOs. But I mentioned this on the show a couple of months ago. The Elon Musk Starlink satellites. So when they were about 900, I started mentioning how we're going to start seeing these satellites that Elon Musk is putting up. And he's had 25 missions, and there's currently 1,600 satellites. And he's going to 30,000 low-level satellites that you will see in the sky as Starlink for the high-speed internet access all over the globe. This is Elon Musk's next venture that now that people are starting to see them, everybody's knowing about it. I knew about this a while ago. The problem is you can't invest in it because it's not a publicly traded deal. So it's not like you can buy it like Tesla. You can't buy stock. But
I'm
waiting for that to become public. I'll jump on that immediately. Everybody else should get ready to do it as well. But they're going to start seeing these satellites that are be going around in a line until they spread out. And his long-term plan is that they'll eventually just look like larger stars in the sky around the planet because they'll be fixed in certain spots. And, you know, then you won't probably notice them. But what can you do with 30,000 satellites around the planet? That's a good question.
You can do all kinds of things, all kinds of nefarious things. Absolutely. That's a good point, Paul.
What can the government
do? Yeah, I've heard
about
that, too. I follow Elon Musk. He's an interesting guy. He'll be on Saturday Night Live this weekend, supposedly, May the 8th. He might be dropping that cryptocurrency Dogecoin. I do own some of that. To me, it's fascinating what he's into. He's into, you know, a ton of businesses. But you're right, Paul. I mean, I agree with you, man. Folks, the zombie apocalypse is upon us. Look what's happening to India, like Paul said. Me and we were talking about that the other day, and yeah, they're dropping like flies there. And they took these vaccines a few years back. And so the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, we've talked about them many times, they are behind all of that. And now they're getting a divorce. And divorce is big business in America. So she got a nice payout, I heard, of $1.8 billion. So are we...
They're going to run the foundation together as well.
Right, right. But is Bill and... she is really a person that we don't know a lot about. We know a lot about Bill. But what's your take on his ex-wife, Paul?
Well, Bill Gates has always said, we are partners in crime, and I saw it just played again two nights ago. They are partners in crime. I mean, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation created the COVAX derivative 4 years ago. They gave it for free to all of the Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca corporations. Hey, you don't have to wait 10 years to have a vaccine. What do you mean a vaccine? It's a flu shot. No. We're going to call it a vaccine, guys. Here it is. Now, do whatever you want with it, but get it out quick. Why? Because we need to get it. Everybody will take it now if we tell them it's a disease. They already fixed this thing against everybody. So they are partners in crime. They're just going to, you know, keep rolling it. If it were me, I would say avoid everybody who's been vaccinated. Avoid people who hang out with vaccinated people. This is already starting to, you know, tear people apart, families, neighborhoods. And there's a group of people in my neighborhood that we hang out. We all agreed that we're not getting the vaccine. Somebody wanted to try to come over and hang out with us, and I told the owner of the house, because we were all in the front, you better say something to them because they've been claiming how proud they are about getting vaccinated. I don't want that person around us. And they were like, yeah,
right.
I agree.
I agree. Thank you. We appreciate you, brother.
You don't want to be around vaccinated people, man. Stay away, folks.
Not at I thank you. Paul, the gladiator from North Phoenix. Thank you, Paul. Have a great night. Great points, man. Great call. Love that. Let's try to get this. We have a new call from Florida. Hello, you're on the air. Are you there? Our mystery caller. Don't hear anything. Okay. All right. Let's get to, we'll get to some more calls here in a second. Smartest callers in the biz. My only regret in life, folks, is I don't have enough time to give all of you. There's so many great points to make on each show that it's just, you're lucky on my show, though, because if you call up other radio shows, you're lucky if they give you a minute of airtime. On my show, if you're on a good rant, if you're putting out some good points, I'll give you the floor for a while. I might chime in from time to time. That's my job as the host. But I do watch the clock, and we got to keep things moving here. We got some great calls tonight, as usual. But I want to say this. Joe Biden singled out white supremacist terrorism as the most lethal threat to America, he said last week in his first joint address to Congress. So-called President Joe Biden warned that white supremacist terrorism had become the U.S.'s top threat, while urging lawmakers from both cuck parties to tackle police reform in a gun violence epidemic. I will now translate this for you, America, as your illustrious host. And it goes like this. The presidential warning to all white people in the suburbs of America. If you defend your life against a person attacking you or your children or your home, you will be treated as a terrorist. Just note that down and understand fully about what I am saying. It's stomach-turning to see a fake president up there by tyrannical means giving a speech to once the greatest country on the earth, the shining city on a hill, will now be smoldering urban ruins and decay, the dark side of the Biden regime. He also wants to Section 8 all of America. Goodbye, suburbia. Joe Biden targets you, Mr. and Mrs. America. Exclusionary neighborhoods, God forbid, where evil white people live. Biden wants to Section 8 the entire nation. As President Biden told you, that suburbia will be no longer as we know of it. And with that, let's get to Lincoln in Missouri and the great flyover country, see if he's there tonight. Lincoln, are you there? How are you, man?
What's going on?
What's going down, man? Good to hear from you. Saw you a few times on Gab and the internet. What's happening, man? What are your thoughts about those apples?
You know, man, I only had like two reasons to call in, and like after like listening to your show, I have like 15 things to talk about. I know you don't have time.
We're pressed for time, man. Got to call earlier, but the floor is yours.
It's funny that Pirate named his car Erica. I actually renamed my vehicle Erica not that long ago, but not because of a person calling me. It was because of the German soldier song that you play on your show from time to time that I absolutely love. That's why I named my vehicle Erica.
Oh, yeah. From World War II, absolutely. That's
love that song. That being said, as far as cars, if you ever want to, like, really learn about the car business, you should, like, have me on sometime to talk about that. I spent 11 out of the last 12 years in the car business as a sales manager. I was the guy that came down and, like, when the salesman couldn't close the deal, I was the guy that came out and got it done. Let me tell you, the entire car business is one big absolute scam. And he might think he got a good deal on buying a car in December, but there's no such thing as a good deal in a car business. We make up for that. Trust me. We just give you less for your trade. We finance. We call a bank and work out some financial details as far as financing, or the dealership gets a cut of the interest rate. There is no such thing as a sale, and you're never going to get a good deal at a car dealership. It's all fake. It's all made up. It's all in your mind. Trust me, there's no such thing.
Love that. I never think I get a great car deal. I've got some great car deals, but and I've worked it into my benefit. But that's another story. But go ahead, man.
Well, that was in your head because they presented you with something so over the top originally that when you negotiated your way down, you felt like you got a good deal. The whole game is designed to make you feel like you got a good deal. Just like casinos are designed to make you feel like, you know, you won. You didn't really win. Trust me, they did.
Right. Well, whenever you're spending your money at a car dealer, they are winning. Absolutely.
But the main thing I really want to talk to you about was you and Gunsling were talking about you got to end a thing for just a second about I want to hear your thoughts on felons owning guns.
Well, that's a great question. We're pressed for time, but I'll just say very succinctly that, as you know, the laws in many states are if you're a felon, you can't own a gun. Right. If you pay your debt to society, many people say you already paid your debt. You should be able to own a gun. I say this to me, it's on a case by case basis. If those are my thoughts, if you have a history of, psychological problems, if your crime was really violent, really egregious, I know you're going to get a gun and you should. But my point is legally, the states are like, I think they should look at it on a case-by-case basis. Not every felon is the same. Not every crime is the same. And I think that's where judgment and discretion come into play, where the judge or the courts or whoever should be able to say, look, you're a nonviolent offender. Yes, you committed a felony, but you should be able to own a gun. If you're a violent offender, you still may be able to get a gun, but it should be on a case-by-case basis. I think that's the best way to handle it, because there are some people. I don't have a broad stroke that it, to me, it's not a black and white issue, because there are some people that may have committed a felony that may be no threat to society. And I trump the local laws with our Constitution and the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Right. So to me, that's the overriding concern. You have a right to bear arms. It doesn't say in the Constitution that you have a right to bear arms if you don't commit a felony. The states have taken that and litigated that portion of it. But our founding fathers never said that. And so that's what I'm going by. So to me, it will be on a case-by-case basis, my best answer.
Okay. I mean, I agree with that, actually.
I'm a big believer in discretion, right, and judgeship. I mean, if you went into a school, Lincoln, and you sprayed 30 kids and you killed them, okay, and you went to prison. Let's just say as a fluke, you got out. I don't think you should have the right to own a gun because you killed a lot of innocent kids, right? That makes absolutely no sense. So there has to be some common sense in the law. Now, if you were, let's say, an accessory or an accomplice, or let's say you got in there for felonious crime, God forbid, maybe a white-collar crime or something, you know, a nonviolent crime, if you will, I think, yeah, you should be able to own a gun. It depends on the case.
Short story.
We're real pressed. Next week, we make it really, really short. 1 minute.
I can't really make it that short. I'll wait and do it next week. Dogecoin, man. I bought 10,000 shares of that shit at like 2 cents a share, and I'm thrilled that I did.
Oh, Doge, yeah. I made money on Doge. You bought it at 2 cents.
Killing on that.
I know. Isn't it cool?
I bought 2,000 shares for like $200. I made an absolute killing on that.
When did you buy it?
What's that?
When did you buy the Dogecoin?
I got in like at the beginning of April, like whenever I was part of the, like the GameStop AMC type thing, and when
right.
I started to die off, we all jumped into Doge. We all jumped into Dogecoin, and I gotta tell you, man, I made an absolute killing on GameStop. I made a killing on AMC, and I've made a killing on Doge. I mean, it's been good.
Now, is your exchange, is it Robinhood? Which one do you use?
Unfortunately,
to buy?
I use Robinhood and Webull both. I use Robinhood and Webull. They both suck. They both limit you. They won't let you sell when you want or buy when you want. They limit
mm-hmm.
you. They severely restrict you. Like at times when I see a major drop and I try to buy more, it won't let me. When I see a huge rise or something and I want to sell some, it won't let me. But overall, I've just been letting it ride, and I've made – they kind of did me a favor by not letting me, because there were times I wanted to sell. Like, I'm getting fuck out now, and it wouldn't let me. And they actually did me a favor in a way because it kept going up.
Right. Right, exactly. The cryptocurrency, I've said it for years off and on, and I find it interesting. So, yeah, I've got some positions in that as well, but I have made money on it. I know that. So
Ethereum has been very nice lately too.
Ethereum Classic has for sure. It went up about Ethereum. Yeah, the original Ethereum went from like $2,500 a month or so ago. It's now around $3,400 per unit. And
right.
Ethereum Classic went from like 80 or 90. Today it hit a high of like 160. It's down to 130 or 132 tonight. I watch these things. Yeah, so I know what I'm talking about, as you do. Yeah, it's cool. It's interesting. I mean, I follow crypto and, of course, the stock market too. That's obvious. But, yeah, definitely some money to be made out to there, man, in crypto land. Lincoln, what are your final thoughts to America, man? We're in our last – we're in some overtime here. Go ahead.
I only have really one thought, man. Like, well, like the only
– Are you there?
The last
yeah.
guy was right. The vaccine is the virus. I fully believe the vaccine literally is the virus. And it'll be a cold day in hell before I get their bullshit vaccine. I'll go live in the woods with my buddies. We're all willing to do that. We've all talked about it. We've planned it out. We're willing to go in the middle of nowhere. We don't care. We ain't taking that bullshit, and ain't nobody going to make us.
May come to that. Paul was right about that. Absolutely. We've talked about that many times on the show with the Gladiator calling in, and we've talked about that. It is the cure is the disease, you know, and that shot, I wouldn't take it, America. You do what you want, but you're hearing the unbridled truth here on this show. Lincoln, thanks, man. We appreciate you. Be safe out there.
Have a good night, brother.
And to your friend, you said hi, okay? Thanks, man.
Have a
Thank
good
you,
night,
Lincoln.
Brother.
Bet. Have a good night, brother. That's right. Lincoln calling out there from a beautiful state of Missouri. Man, the Ozarks are out there, and you've got the beautiful mountains and lakes and streams. I've told guys before that call me here out west, our home prices have gone through the roof. If you're looking again to buy a house, guys, the average home price in Phoenix is probably $3,350 right now. You can go to Missouri or Oklahoma or even northern Arkansas, parts of Kansas. I mean, I know it's not a glamour spot to some of you guys, but listen, when you're starting out, you don't need a glamour spot. You want to go where you can make money, have low overhead, and get ahead of the game. You can buy a nice home out there and for still 80, 90 grand, maybe even lower, definitely 100 grand will buy a really nice house. Less than one-third the price of a home out here in Phoenix, Scottsdale, or even Las Vegas. Anywhere out west now has gone through the roof. It got very trendy. Everybody wanted to be by the mountains, the mountain biking, the hunting, the fishing, the outdoors. You can have all that in the Midwest too. So I encourage you guys that are kind of struggling, take a look at those Midwestern states, and Missouri is a really good one to look at. You know, if you would be pleasantly surprised what you find out that way. We're in overtime here. We're going to be ending the show here relatively soon. We've got one more caller here, and I know he wears Numero Uno cologne. It's Breath the Surfer, and we'll get him on here in a minute.
Yeah, baby. For the streets, bring it back. For the hood, bring it back. For the beat, bring it back. For the track, bring it back. For the streets, bring it back. For the hood, bring it back. For the beat, bring it back. Worth the meals on the floor. For the streets, bring it back. For the hood, bring it back. For the beat, bring it back. For the track, bring it back.
Hey,
they know I even rap like this. They know that I can snap like this.
For are you there? Is Brett
Numero
not there?
Uno cologne.
Oh yeah, man. Are you wearing Numero Uno cologne or proud sponsor of the Von Wien Show?
Of course, Von.
Nice.
I'm rolling around here in my house downtown Phoenix.
Rolling in out there. Real patriots.
Oh yeah.
Teeth in our pirate radio. The ladies love it, and they'll love you for wearing it. And we'll make them happy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why we will.
Oh, of course.
One way
course,
or
man.
Another.
One way or another.
Of course.
You know?
Hey, so.
But.
Oh, yeah. We aim to please, man. So what's your thoughts tonight, bud? I got to get
well,
you on
think,
in overtime here.
Yeah. I think that, it's some interesting times we're in right now, man, with the counting of the election that they're doing and how they're saying that it's a big scam, that the whole cyber ninjas, and it's interesting that they're just saying that the whole thing's a scam, you know, and if we prove that it was fraud, you know, really there's nothing they could do at this point. And that the scary thing is that next election comes around that, you know, what's to stop from doing the same thing? And it really makes you feel powerless sometimes. But, you know, we know that we do have power still here for the time being, you know. So
right.
It'll be interesting to see how that comes out, how that, you know. But I think they're going to stop the whole thing. I really do. I think they're going to stop the counting, and they're going to say, look, that's. Yeah, I don't think they're going to let them even finish. I mean, what they did, 210,000 out of 2.1 million ballots, I think. So they're probably going to say, yeah, time's up. You're done.
Well, they're watching that like a hawk, and the Democrats are suing, and they're trying to stop the audit, and they have flown in over 70 attorneys to Phoenix from the DNC. How about those apples? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Block
yeah,
the people. Audit. It's the people's audit. We can audit anything at any time. They're saying, oh no, don't audit that. The election's done. You're just trying to regurgitate the past because your guy didn't win. No. No, that's not it at all. It's because there were a lot of irregularities, you know, during the election, and a lot of things, a lot of shenanigans. Again, we saw ballots in trash dumpsters. We saw campaign people. The one thing I would target that no one's talking about are the workers, these volunteers. Okay, why do you volunteer for 20 or 25 years at the local count room? Answer me that. You really want to volunteer? Is that really your charitable contribution? No. They want to be in charge of the ballots. Anything that's Republican or for Trump, they can throw away. They can put in the incinerator. And that's why they always volunteer for the count room. And the count room, like in Las Vegas where they count the cash, is where all the action is. So I'd be in those count rooms, like a Las Vegas casino, and you would not be able to volunteer year after year after year, Brett. I'd say once every 3 years, max.
They should have a limit on that. They're
volunteers. Yeah, they're volunteers, but they're volunteers that are Democrats that have done it for 20 freaking years. I hone in on that like a laser beam. I don't trust those people, and they are a big part of the problem, man. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and who's going to seriously volunteer for something where you're working, I don't know how many hours you work, 12, 15 hours a day without eating? I mean, is that?
Well, yeah, and they say, well, I volunteered for the last 20 years. I have volunteered here in the Democrat stronghold, but they'll say for the last 25, 30 years. That should be against the law.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is collusion of the highest order. It's very suspect to me. Why they need some new blood in these count rooms, and they need cameras in these count rooms and all of them. And they need people like you and me and Gladiator and Irish Pirate to be walking around the count room, seeing what's going on.
There was no security down there. I mean, early on, they said, look, anybody can walk in there. There's absolutely no security there. So there was an undercover journalist that went down there and said, hey, there's absolutely no security here at all. And that's pretty interesting.
It is.
You know,
Brad, thank you for calling the show, man. We are in overtime. I want to thank you, man. I want to hear your surfing report next week from which coast you're surfing off of, man.
You will, Vaughn. Take it easy, bud.
Awesome, man. We'll get a pizza pie soon as well, sometime in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brett.
Oh, of course, man. We got to do that. All right, bro.
We will. We'll make it happen, buddy. Have a good night. Folks, we're glad you heard our smart, awesome, fantastic callers. Don't forget that Joe Biden wants to Section 8 the entire country. What are you going to do, America, when they come for you? What are you going to do when they knock on your door and they demand that you take that shot, that you get that jab? Don't take it, America. We don't call it the beast vaccine for nothing. Another epic radio show from my mountain stronghold, underground lair, and studio. I'm the dramatic warlord of the airwaves. This is cult radio like no other. The torch has been passed to the Vaughn Weekend Show. The gauntlet has been thrown down. You have been warned, and we were in the radio octagon tonight. Many of you stood and delivered the goods when called upon. The mystery Florida caller did not, and they are weak for not doing so. So have a good night, everybody. Have a great night. We will see you next week, guaranteed.